Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout-out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you are looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to put rings on your finger in less time and connect with your players by a basketball coach that has done it, teachhoops.com is the answer for you. So come over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast. Okay, coach. So do you have a favorite tip or a bit of advice that you would like to give a coach?
I do. I coach varsity girls basketball, and I coach AAU pretty much all year round.
Okay.
And what I tend to see both on the high school level and especially in AAU is that the coaches don't make the experience or the game fun anymore. You know, and it becomes more about the coach and pride and ego and winning than it is really at the heart of it all, basketball. It's a game, you know, and I know we all want to win.
Right.
But at a certain point, it has to be less about you and more about the experience and the learning and kind of the socialization that goes along, you know, with playing a sport and being in an organized sport. The AAU scene,
that's a whole different podcast. Trust me.
Oh my goodness. It's just rampant with egos and pride and kids pressing in third grade. And it's like, what are we doing?
I pulled my son out for 2 years, between his sophomore and junior and between junior and senior. And I asked him if he wanted to play for me and if he wanted to play college. And he goes, yeah. I want a chance, Dad. I want to play maybe D3 somewhere and go to a really good school.
Okay.
And I said, well, you can go play AAU or you can get with me and we can make you a better player. And then you can go play. But I said, if you want to go spend a weekend in Iowa with your friends, that's fine. But that's not going to make you necessarily that much better from what you need. And he was smart enough to go, no, I want to get better. And it's like, all right, well, let's go to work. And we worked. You know, the funny thing with fun, I'm going to tell another story. The funny part with fun is when I have kids fill out their surveys at the end of the year, they always describe like a bus trip or one of our trips or, you know, Coach Collins tripping over a shoelace. Or rarely is it, oh, now obviously if we win it all and those kind of things, it's a little different, but usually it's an experience, not basketball related. It's crazy.
Exactly. So then if you take that and you move it even to the AAU scene, imagine like the basketball memories are probably limited. You know, it's more about the practice experience and the games that you play and some of the funny, you know, bonding jokes or team chemistry things that you have going on. It's rarely about,
right.
You know, we went
to the pool, sneaking to the pool at 2 a.m. when coach said I had to be in bed. Yes. That kind
Yep. So I think that's really a tip for especially new coaches. because I feel like new coaches coming in, you know, I got to win. The pressure's on to win. And, you know, how do I look, or how does my team look? What's my program going to look like? But that shapes itself if you're doing the right things.
It does. It does shape itself. And then it's hard when you're young. I mean, if I knew as much as when I was in my 30s, as I do now. I mean, I thought I knew everything, and now I feel like I know nothing. As I get older, I know less, it seems like. So, yeah, it's crazy. Like, that's hard. It's really hard because it's part of it is they're former athletes that are turning to coaching, and a lot is. And then that competitiveness takes over, and they're not seeing big picture. They're seeing small picture. It is true.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it could go the other way, because that's kind of something I'm struggling with my varsity program. When I came in, we had about 7 girls coming out for the program. So right. My goal in the beginning was to make it fun, because, you know, if I'm running 3-hour practices and we're doing hour and a half film sessions, you know, I'm losing those fringe athletes that maybe would come out to play, you know, the soccer girl who will play basketball if it's fun.
Right.
But if I got them 4 hours a day, she's not coming out.
Right.
So then you have to like kind of toe the line between how serious are we and how fun can we be?
Right. You need to get the numbers first. If you don't have the numbers, you can't even. I agree. So I think that's awesome. I think fun is a wonderful takeaway from today. That was perfect.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.